everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Actually Relatable. I'm Danielle.
And I am Susan, and we are your Actually Relatable host.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We hope you had a good weekend, however it went. We hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode with our guest, Nick.
I don't know about you, but I had a lot of fun making that one. I feel like, you know, it was just, hour went by so quick too. I feel like it usually does, to be honest, but this time, like, it just flew by.
Like, yeah, no, it was so much fun. Thank you, Nick, for giving us your stories and telling us. Yeah, it was interesting. So we hope everybody else liked it as much as we enjoyed recording it. And yeah, now we're back again. Me and Susan.
Just us two. I would love to do that again. So, you know, we'll have to have some little conversations about that. But it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was just, I don't know. Anyway, we have a couple updates that we wanted to share. Just, I don't know, random things that we did this week or...
Yeah, just talk about life.
Yeah.
And what's been happening.
Yeah, so for starters, we're going to start off slow here. I got some patio furniture. So I don't know why, but I've been wanting some patio furniture for like ever. Just, you know, sometimes you want to sit outside and have a cup of coffee and just relax.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Yeah, you originally had the idea to do, like, pallets?
Mm-hmm.
And then what made you be like, I just want to go to IKEA?
So I really want, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this, but on Pinterest they have, like, these little small space ideas on how to, like, get, like, how to get the most out of your, like, tiny space, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, they have all these, like, cute ideas on Pinterest on how to utilize, you know, every inch of your small space. And our original, or I guess, like, my original idea was something I had seen on there. So, originally, what we wanted to do was get two pallets and cut them like in half and kind of do like an L-shaped bench kind of thing.
Like a nook area.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, with some like pillows and stuff and, you know, just make it like look really cute and then get one of those like balcony tables. But it's been quite a bit that we've been living here and I have yet to come across some pallets. So even though there's like a way for us to get them, but it's
work to like get them cut.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like it's a lot of work to get them, I guess. It's not impossible, but you know. So I just kind of was like, you know, I really want something on the balcony. I'm like so over it just being empty. So I went to IKEA and I bought a table. And the cool thing about the table is it can be three different sizes. So it can be like what it is now, which is like the smallest. So it's just in between two chairs. And then you can like lift up one side and you can lift up the other side. And then it can be kind of long. So I had got that table, the two matching chairs, and the matching bench. Unfortunately, the bench was like half an inch too wide, and it did not fit.
Oh, yeah.
I was so sad. So I'm going to have to go return that. But when I was at IKEA, I did see they have matching stools for this table and like the chair set that kind of like mimic the bench, but if it was like cut in half and also if it was 2 inches like
smaller.
Yeah, like not as wide. So I was like, okay, that'll be perfect for the balcony, so we'll do that. two chairs with the table like up against the railing, two chairs on the sides, and then two little stools. And I think it'll be perfect. If we want to have like a little brunch, we can eat out there or whatever. Dinner, hang out. Exciting
stuff. Yeah, I think that was kind of like the last thing, because I feel like now for the living room, it's really just like pillows and a little more decorative pieces.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, that's it.
Yeah, I got the little like seat cushions, and then I'll probably get some for the stools as well. But yeah, just like a, maybe like a little vase or something in the middle. Just something cute, nothing crazy. But I don't know, I love it. I feel like it's a good use of the space.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we can fold everything if we ever, I don't know why, but if we ever needed to, like.
Yeah, so just 10 people can just stand on the balcony.
Exactly. Then we could just fold everything up. Easy peasy, the chairs. But I also like how it is right now, like if you just wanted to go out there and sit down.
Right.
And not have like the whole table spread out with the chairs and the stools. It's just very easy to fold up and, like, you know, make that extra space if you need it.
Yeah, and not us bringing out our kitchen stools onto the balcony with the lamp.
And, like, hovering, like, really high up.
Yeah.
I was like, if you would go close up, I just feel like it was maybe, like, 4 inches of space before your knees were, like, over the railing.
Yeah, we sat pretty far back because we brought out our kitchen the bar stools to the balcony because we had some drinks. What did you make again that night? It was
cantaritos.
Yes.
Yeah, and we needed somewhere to like place them. We didn't have a table, so we brought out the lamp that had like different compartments.
Yeah, and we were just playing music and people probably, if there was more people living here, probably would have complained about
it. Yeah, luckily that was like when we like first moved in, and literally, I swear the building was so empty.
Exactly.
Now it's getting a little crowded.
Yeah, I feel like I always see somebody anywhere.
Like you used to just be able to walk to like throw out the trash without like a bra and like looking crazy. And now I feel like I just have to put one on in case I, like, run into somebody.
Yeah, you never know.
In other news, because I think yours is going to be, like, longer than mine.
Oh, okay.
I got my lips done. So, I got lip filler yesterday. Today's Friday, so I got it Thursday. And I went to this place in Newport Beach, and I was so nervous. I was so nervous because, I mean, for me, I wasn't so much scared of, like, the pain. I was more scared of how am I going to look and am I going to look crazy.
Yeah.
But the reason I went here is because I follow this girl on Instagram, and she's, like, a fitness, content creator.
Uh-huh.
And she recently got her lips done. She's gotten them done 3 times, I think she said, but she's always gone to the same girl at the same place. So I was like, okay, let me see how her lips turn out, like, after she gets them done. And when she showed the after, I was like, oh my god, her lips look so freaking good.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of was like, I'm gonna do it, because I've been wanting them done for so long. And I will say, the reason that I wanted them done is not, like, so much that my lips were, like, tiny. It was mostly that my top lip kind of, like, curls in when I, like, smile or laugh.
Because,
I don't know, it's just, like, boop. And I feel like my smile when I'm laughing gets, like, really gummy. And I don't like that. So then my biggest concern was, you know, when the wedding comes and I look back at photos, I don't want to just be seeing, like, my gums.
That's all you're going to look at. You're like, my gums.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it now because they're, you know, the filler that they use is Juvederm. So it's like a hyaluronic acid based filler where there's, like, other ones that are, like, permanent.
Mm.
So if I were to not have liked them, they can like easily just dissolve it. And so I was like, okay, like I'm gonna do it. I had like a consultation and everything, and you know, everything went fine. She was like, oh, like this is what I recommend for you. They also were like trying to recommend like this package that they have that like includes Botox in the top lip area, like not in the lip but above the lip, like your mustache area. And I was just like, no. That was a little much for me at that time, because it's like my first time getting, you know, my lips done. I didn't want to be like, yeah, let's do the whole thing. Like, I was like, I need to like waters, right, I need to go slow here. So especially because it's like it's my face, you know, so I didn't want it to be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I just did one syringe, half and half, in both of my lips. And I mean, I love them. They're a little swollen right now, so they're going to continue to go down for the next, like, 4 to 5 days. And then she said after 3 weeks, they should be, like, fully healed.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I don't really want them to go down anymore than they already have. I really like the size that they are. Honestly, I think, so the girl told me, she was like, you know, because it's your first time, like, you don't really know how big you want to go.
Right.
And so she goes, you know, sometimes people get the lips and immediately they love the size that it is. And if that's the case, she's like, you probably want like 2 syringes. But at that place, they only do 1 syringe at a time. So they don't do 2 syringes in one session. You'd have to like get them done, let them heal, and then like go back for your second syringe. Which I think it's really good, because some people can maybe think that they want 2 syringes and then go and they're like, whoa, actually, not what I wanted. But I'm thinking like 1.5 syringe or like 2 syringes is what I like. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to wait and see what they fully look like.
Yeah. But yeah, because the only thing I will say is like my top lip right now is still really swollen. My bottom lip, in my opinion, has gone down, like, a lot, and it does not feel, like, even when I smile, it doesn't feel as swollen, but my top lip, I can still feel the swelling. So once it, like, goes down, I'll see, like, what it looks like.
Yeah. So what made you want to get it done? Okay, because originally you were going to get them done in, July?
Yeah.
So what made you want to get it done? Like, you were like, bam. It's happening.
So the reason why I didn't end up waiting is because I was really like nervous about it. Like if I did it in July, I would have to like let it heal and like figure out whether I like it or not. And then probably it wouldn't be until like August or something that I would go get it dissolved if I didn't like it.
Right.
And then I would have to heal from that. And like we're doing all this wedding stuff, the bridal party, the engagement shower, the bachelorette party, like all that stuff, and I don't want to be like in pain or dealing with it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just do it right now.
Yeah.
They said newbies usually last 6 to 8 months.
Oh wow.
But she was like, it really depends on like your metabolism and how fast your body like breaks it down. So I'm hoping that they last me past the wedding and not, like, right up until, and then I have to, like, go get them done again.
Right.
Because that would kind of suck. But I feel like they're going to last. But that's just me. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's so funny because the first time that we hung out together, you had told me, I want to get my lips done. And I think at that point I was like, oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah,
but it's very much like, do what you're comfortable with, like do what makes you happy. So
yeah. And I honestly, like, at first this was also a conversation with Abdullah, because he was kind of like, oh, like, no, you don't need that and all this stuff. And it's like, it's not a need, it's a want.
Yeah.
So I think like at first he was like really uncomfortable with the idea of it, just because, you know, sometimes people do end up looking crazy depending on where you go, how much you get, what type of filler you get. their like technique, you can end up looking
like a Bratz doll.
it just doesn't, maybe they do like a shape that doesn't follow your natural lips or whatever. Some people like that look, some people don't. But I think he was scared that I would end up like regretting it. But now he was just kind of like, well, do it if you like it.
It's not then, permanent.
Right. And then he was like, and if you don't like it and you like really want to get rid of it, then you can go get rid of it.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So he was like, okay, that's fine. But I will say, I didn't know like how much aftercare instructions there were. So I can't have like caffeine right now. I can't work out right now. I have to sleep on my back. And I hate sleeping on my back. I love to sleep on my stomach and even sometimes my side, but I don't feel like I get comfortable sleeping on my back. So that was hard last night. I could feel myself moving around. I would keep waking up and it's just
You're preparing yourself for pregnancy.
I'm okay not having caffeine. For me, it's more of, like, the way I can't sleep. Oh, also, I can't, like, use straws for, like, a week. Oh. And that, I love using straws, and I can't use them. And, oh, I can't do, like, no heavy kissing or anything like that, which is, I mean, we're, like, very gentle. Gentle kisses. Because I can't, like, really pucker my mouth lip. It's like that. Oh my god. But I will say, she did one of the, they had like a nurse or something that was like asking me all these questions. Not the nurse that did my lips, but a different like nurse. And she was asking me all these questions. She was asking me about vitamins, and she was like, okay, so don't freak out, but you're probably gonna bleed a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and she just said that it's because of the like all the multivitamins, the vitamin C, the B12, like all that stuff. She's like, a lot of times it just causes your blood to be a little bit thinner. So she was like, you might bleed a lot and you'll probably bruise up a lot. But I didn't bruise up that much. I have like maybe like 6 bruises or so.
Yeah.
Mostly in my top lip.
Yeah.
But it was not painful.
So you did end up bleeding a lot?
Yeah, I was bleeding a lot.
Oh, okay.
Quite a bit. Oh, okay. Yeah, she kept having a wipe and she was like, and I could feel like the napkin like touching my chin and it was like wet, like soaked with blood.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was bleeding quite a bit.
At least you were warned.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, they kind of make you feel like really comfortable. They sit down and talk to you and they're like, they tell you like what they think the best options for you are, and you tell them like your concerns or any questions. They were really knowledgeable. But it was cool. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
It wasn't painful. I will say I felt like a pinch like here and like one here.
Uh-huh.
But that was about it. And even that lasted like 0.1 second.
Oh.
And it was maybe like a 3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So not really painful.
Yeah. And do they like numb you first?
So, a lot of places, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, maybe, like, anybody that you follow that's gotten their lips done, like, an influencer or something. But they'll, like, show themselves, like, about to get their lips done. And they have, like, this, like, white cream over their lips.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, numbing cream. Oh. And that's all they do. And apparently, that's when it's very painful. They don't do that. What they do is they use this, like, numbing thing. They put it in your mouth, like, inside of your mouth. And then they go in with a, like, dental block. So, basically, when you go to the dentist and they, like, numb you,
okay.
That's what they use.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I literally did not feel anything.
Oh, wow.
It was fun.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to do it again.
Syringe number 2.
Right? Yeah, when I do go back, I probably will wait till they, like, go down a little bit more, like, once my body starts breaking it down. just because I know I say I like the swollen look, but I don't know. Maybe not for, like, every day.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you'll have to see, and then, like, when you put, like, some, like, lipstick or some, like, yeah, lip gloss on you, it'll be like, bam.
Hear my lips.
Yep. Because I feel like you don't even have to, like, pucker up.
No, I just like... gotta go like this. And I'm already puckered. Oh my god. Oh. But honestly, like, no regrets. Like, I love them.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. For sure. Like, yeah. If I'm gonna be doing any type of things like that, like augmentation type things, it's gonna be my lips.
Yeah, for sure.
I probably won't do Botox.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's when you maybe start to get, like, wrinkles, if you want to
yeah.
get Botox too, but yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the start.
The start of something new. The start of my plastic surgery addiction.
It all started when I got my lips
done. Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah. No, and I wouldn't do, like, any major surgeries. The only major surgery that I, like, actually want is just, like, a breast reduction. Mm-hmm. But nothing, like, no fake boobs or anything like that. I just get my, like, a lift. And my natural boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so exciting. I can't wait to see what they look like. I guess.
This is what they look like.
True. But it's going to go down, no?
Yeah, but I don't want it to go down that much.
Oh, okay. So
I'm manifesting that they don't go down that much. Just like. Just that they look normal.
Yeah.
But like plump lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then I like your lips right now. They're amazing.
Thank you.
They're nice and full, and ba-bam.
Yeah, look, I can't even see my gums anymore.
Oh my god!
Not the way, like, we used to be able to see them.
When you would smile. Now I have to go look at old pictures of you.
Well, usually I would smile, like, and you wouldn't see my lips, but it's when, like, those, like, candid pictures where you're like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just feel like my life is, like, 24/7 getting, like, candid pictures taken that I was, like, so concerned about it.
No, but I do get it. Like, for your wedding day, you just want to feel 100% your best. Yes.
Still looking for a makeup artist, but...
Oh, my god.
That's been...
And this month is your actual, like, where you get to go...
So, I go on the 27th. Okay. So, well, okay. I don't know if just the second payment is due on the 27th.
Oh.
But it's not, like, the actual wedding planning day till April. I don't know.
Oh.
I have to figure it out. Oh, my God. I was like, the 27th. Is that, like, a major date? Oh, God. That's funny.
Oh. Well, so now you're getting close to, like, the official, like, wedding planning session.
Yeah, the day that I go out there, for sure, I'm going to do my, like, drive-by taste testing for the cake.
Okay.
So sad.
I know.
Yeah, Jess should be getting her dress in, like, 2 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Almost there.
Crazy.
I know.
I can't even. I know, I just feel like time is going to go by.
I know. So I was sitting down in the kitchen and I was eating and I was like, oh my god, the wedding's like literally around the corner.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel like it, but then again it does, and I'm just, I don't know, I feel like everything's gonna be so overwhelming when we get like closer to it.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not like crazy, but like a good overwhelming feeling, like excitement.
Like, excitement, yes, but also, I don't know why, but, like, the fact that I don't have, like, too many, like, appointments for planning kind of freaks me out, because, you know how I like to have my hand in everything?
Yeah.
So, if I don't have enough of my hand in it, it's gonna stress me out that it's not the way I want it.
Right.
But I'm trying to, like, put my trust in, like, the wedding planner in hopes that she... understands what I want and like knows what she's doing. But you know, I'm very I'm very particular.
And other news. Well, so now I'm trying to adjust to life as a
working girl.
Yeah, a working girl again in lovely retail.
Yeah. So I know we talked about it in like two podcasts ago, and you had just started though, so you're still like in training. How is it now that you've like, you know what to do, you've got your training done and over with, and now you're just working?
Yeah, I will say, like, I guess for like this specific place, like their processes are a little bit different because like, I guess they'll do whatever they can to, like, I guess, order something for a customer. Whereas, like, the places that we've worked in the past, we kind of are like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have it. So, here, let's find you something else. But here, yeah, it's like, let's try to order it for you online. Let's see if another store has it, which I'm not used to. I guess just because I'm like,
it's just like, I'm sorry, we don't have it. No, and especially our second store. I mean, yeah, that was not, like, you could not order anything. It was just kind of, like, it came and went, you know?
Yeah.
If it came, like, oh, if it came again, like, you got lucky. If it didn't and you didn't get it, like, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, you should have bought it the first time.
And honestly, remember, we would always get people that would come and be like, oh, I should have bought it. Because everybody thought all we did was stand around and we didn't sell anything. So they'd be, like, coming 2 weeks later, like, you had it last week, 2 weeks ago. How did it sell out? Ma'am, do you know how much we sell?
Literally.
They swear, like, all we did was stand there.
Yeah.
No, honey.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, compared to the other ones, it's honestly pretty easy. And I feel like once you've been in, I guess, management for retail, it comes down to all the same things. Just processes are different. So, with that, like, everybody's really nice. It's a smaller store than I'm used to because we worked in, like, really
high volume
stores where we were, like, constantly busy and running around. So
you had no downtime.
Yeah. So that part is, it's easier. But I will say, like, just from not working so long, I'm very tired.
Well, I think also, like, could it be that our other jobs were so high volume and, like, fast paced that now going to, like, a slow paced place kind of makes your day feel, like,
longer.
Extremely long, and just makes you more tired because you're just sitting there thinking about how tired you are or how long the day is?
Yeah, I will say, like, some days go by faster than others because I feel like all we pretty much do is, like, talk until a customer comes in the store. So some days, like, feel like, yeah, slow and long. I guess it just, like, depends on the day. But yeah, that could be it, that, like, I just don't have time to feel tired. But now I'm, like,
yeah,
my feet are, like, tired. I have to wear better shoes, or I guess more fashion forward shoes, more like heels, and my feet have not been appreciating.
Wore Nikes at our last show.
Yeah, we wore flats for a little bit and then we switched to tennis shoes, and
yeah,
best decision ever.
We never went back.
Yeah, literally.
And now you gotta wear, oh
yeah, now I have to wear, like, heels, and yeah, my feet just hurt. And yeah, now I feel like, as far as, like, making plans and stuff, now I feel like it's like everything is happening, and now I have to, like, book my days off and be like, except this week I was like, I'm doing nothing except, like, grocery shopping and laundry because I was just tired. But yeah, now I feel like I have to be like, okay, I have to make time for, like, friends and, like, hanging out, like, so hanging out with you or, like, you know, hanging out with other friends. So I feel like now it's like, it's just back to, like, how it was. Which is just, like, you know, making sure you have, like, time for everybody.
And time for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, with working and stuff, and then if you're, like, you know, on your days off, you're trying to, like, hang out with people, You gotta give yourself some time for yourself too. Because then you'll constantly feel tired. Like, oh, I did this, this, and this. You know what I do want to do though?
What?
Ugh, we have to go on another boat trip.
Yes. Oh my gosh, 100%.
Yeah, it was so fun. We have to get that little yacht thing, the like cute one. Not the.
I don't know how much one. That. We got lucky on my birthday to get that like little one. Oh
my gosh, I think I saw it for like $200 or 100.
Really?
Or like 150.
Okay, yeah, we should.
Yeah,
we
should plan that.
Like a little like girl. Ooh. Like brunch. Because now I feel like, man, now I feel like, even though, like, I wasn't working for all those months, now that I'm working and I'm like, well, now I want to do stuff.
Yeah.
It's so weird because before I was like, I had all the time in the world.
Yeah, but also we weren't like, there was no reason to do anything because we had all the time in the world, if that makes sense. Like, now that your time is limited, you want to do, like, as much as you can, where before it was like, oh, I can do that whenever.
Yeah.
And now whenever is here, and it's like, I can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like,
yeah, I feel you.
So, I mean, that's how I feel, but I think just, like I said, like, I'm thankful for the job. But it is just, like, a for now thing. I am going to, like, I want, like, a solid month where I can just, like, focus on, like, learning everything. Because it's still pretty similar, but there's still some stuff that I feel like my brain just, like, needs to get used to.
Is it, like, little things?
Yeah, very little. Because, you know, like, sometimes, like, with different systems, they have, like, you have to do this little step, this little way.
Or, oh,
like,
yeah.
This is how we read this, and this is this, and my... I don't know, my brain is just like, yeah, okay, but I have to like consistently like do it and understand it for me to get it,
to like remember it.
Yeah, because like I can, if I just watch somebody like do something, like I, if I went like, okay, so like on a register, if I like watched you do a sale on a register, if I went and like did it like right after, I'd be like I have to like physically do it myself. Yeah. Which I'm like realizing. Yeah. So, yeah, but I think I really just want to focus on having, like, a remote job because I think that's just the way to go. Like, going to an office, but then it's like, yeah, retail, I'm like, oh, no, I want an office job so I can have weekends off. But it's, like, the same thing. It's, like, 8-hour shifts. I'm going to be super tired after work. And then I have weekends, and then it's, like, back to the same thing again. Mm-hmm. So I guess it basically just like solidified this job. Just was like, yeah, this is not what I want to do forever.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
what kind of like remote, what's the ideal like remote job that you would want?
Honestly, probably like marketing, something in that. A virtual assistant, maybe, just anything where I don't have to like physically go to an office, and I can just even like have not like super, I guess, like crazy hours either, like where I'd have to like actually like sit at the computer from 9 to 5. So I have to research and do different stuff like that. But at least
it'd probably be something where you're like kind of like working for a bunch of different like companies if you did like marketing.
Yeah.
And you just have more like deadlines to meet rather than like you gotta clock in from 8 to 5 or like whatever, 9 to 6, and it's just more like you gotta get this in by this date and this is how much we're gonna pay you.
Yeah exactly. So I'll have to see. I don't know, but
yeah,
I mean, just know for right now. I mean, for right now, what I have is okay. It works. It's a job. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We're going to, like, look into something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. Ugh. Retail.
Yeah, like.
I don't know how people that, like, we used to work with were in retail for so long. 10+ years from every single, like, upper management that we had was, like, Oh, yeah, I've been in retail for 10 years, 15 years, or at the same place for over 15 years, and it's like, how? How? Literally. Because it's one thing to, like, be somewhere for X amount of years, right? But, like, every day is kind of, like, different. But I feel like when the day is the same every single day, yeah. I don't know. But some people like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you like retail, like, I mean, yeah, I feel like you can enjoy it if you, like, really enjoy people and stuff like that. But I think it's just gotten, now that this is my third retail job, I'm like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's the same thing. Like, yeah. I'm not really, I guess, learning anything new, which I guess for me, like, yes, it's a new area of retail. But then again, when I go down to, like, what I've learned, I feel like I've learned what I could from my retail jobs. Mm-hmm. So I guess just in this area, I mean, I guess it's just, yeah, it is what it is. Yes, yeah, so like I said, it's good for right now. But, I mean, it was fun not working for the time that I wasn't working. And now it's time, you know, to get back. And, yeah, like I said, I guess it... But then I also, like, with the schedule, too, I guess maybe it makes it, like, a little bit better. Because now I feel like I'm like, okay, now I have to figure out... Yeah, like, eating right, I'm like, okay... I guess it gives me, like, less time to, like...
Snack.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta fill my days with something, because I feel like that's where I, like, struggle, is I'm a snacker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I want this. I want to snack on this. And I'm like, oh, just stop snacking. But it's because I'm home all the time.
Yeah. No, that's me. When I'm bored, like, I just want to snack.
Yeah.
I'm like... Yeah. You're like, what else is there to do?
Exactly. But see, we got to stop associating, like, our boredom with, like, eating.
Right? Like, emotion. And I could be an emotional eater, too. So I'm just like,
yeah, I feel you.
Eat it up. But yeah, I will say, like, that has helped, because I basically, like, what I've been trying to really do is, like, I feel like in the past, I would literally just, like, wake up, get ready, and, like, go to work and, like, not do anything.
Not eat.
Not exactly. Ugh. So that's what I've really, really been trying to do, is, like, make sure, even if it's something really quick, like, I'm trying to make sure that I eat. Like, I make my bed. I make sure, like, I do my morning routine, you know, like, washing my face, brushing my teeth. So I'm trying to, like, keep up with that. Mm-hmm. Because that's where I would fall off, too. Like, working in the past, I'd be like, oh, yeah, exactly. Wake up, not eat anything, go to work, eat lunch, and then after work I'd be like, oh my god, I need to, like, eat a bunch of food because I'm so hungry or something.
Yeah, oh my god, yes. I would wake up and, like, just rush to work because I probably got off at, like, 2 a.m. the night before, and now I gotta be there for some goddamn, like, I gotta be there now for some ungodly reason at, like, 10 a.m., which means I have to be up at the very least 8, even though I didn't go to bed till probably 3:30 in the morning, and take my butt over to work. So yeah, I would get out of bed, literally wash my face, like, still half asleep, wash my face, brush my teeth, and, like, head out and start my drive over there and have no food. So then at lunchtime I would, like, stuff my face because I'm like, I'm starving. Exactly. And it was always, like, unhealthy food because
that's all they offered.
Yeah, that's all they offered. That's all that was, like, they're, like, healthy stuff, like their snacks. Their snacks. Look at me talking about snacks. Their salads were gross.
There was barely
any protein, like, I don't know. And the lettuce was always, like, old and brown. So yeah, anything that you got, you had to, like, I don't know. There was a time where I was bringing my lunch, but, like, you know, at some point when you're having to work that late, wake up that early, and, like, it fucks with you, you know? You can't get on a schedule. Then your day's off, you're just sleeping because you're so tired.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the one thing that I'll say is nice about this job. It's basically the same time. They're like mid shift, so like 10:30 to 7:30 is pretty much the average. So I feel like it does feel a little bit more normal. Like if I really wanted to go out on Friday night or something, or like even like Thursday night, and if I was off on Friday, like I could make it.
Right.
So I feel like that's nice. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, at our old job, like, yeah, we had crazy shifts, like understandably where we worked, but yeah, you would just be tired all the time, I feel like. And it was because, yeah, you had a closing shift, then an opening shift, then a mid shift, then a closing shift again, and it was just like you would just be tired. And I remember a manager asked me, she's like, oh, so what did you do? And I was like, oh, like on my days off, I was like, nothing. She's like, oh yeah, like when you're in this job, like there really isn't much free time. And I was like,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah, like, is that?
And do you remember we were always hounded about work-life balance, always, for like, oh, we got to do work-life balance, but we never fucking got work-life balance ever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I can't recall a time that when we had 2 days off together, that it was like, oh my god, it's the end of the world. But Susan and Danielle had 2 days off.
Yeah, the store's gonna burn.
Right.
Because
but other people got, like, they would go to Vegas together for like 3 days and like all this stuff, like a lot of times, not just once. Mm-hmm. And at some point you and I had 1 day off together, like for a couple weeks, and they were, like, for some reason it was like, find any way to make our like mid-management miserable.
Yeah,
find a way.
Oh yeah, exactly. And that is also, I will say, and a refreshing thing about this job is talking to the manager. You know, she was like, I've been in your guys' shoes, like I know what it feels like. And she gives her management, like, she gets 2 Sundays off because she's this, like, 2 Sundays in a month off, and then 1 Sunday to each of the managers, because that's the only thing, like I said, there's different stuff, but we all have to work on Saturdays. That's like kind of, I guess, like a note, like you just, everybody has to work on Saturdays, all management. But it's like, I mean, I'm like, okay, I didn't even think I could get a Sunday off, to be honest. So that was like, you know, refreshing to hear that, like, yeah, like they want you to get a weekend off, they want you to like enjoy yourself and not feel like, yeah, that work has to be your life.
I do remember, though, there was one time where I swear I thought they were, like, purposely trying to just, like, ruin our lives. It was, like, holiday time, and the supervisor was like, oh, like, no, you guys can't have, like, these days off. And it was just becoming, like, a mess. And I was like, I'm not coming in. Because I was told that I could have that day off. Because I remember all I wanted was Christmas off. Mm-hmm. And I worked on Thanksgiving, and she was trying to, I was like, I just want like Christmas off, that's it. Or Christmas Eve off. I said, I'll work Christmas Day, but at night. But she wanted me to come in the morning. I was like, no, I'm not coming in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you can put me on the schedule, and if I'm gonna get in trouble for it, I'll get in trouble for it. I don't care. And she didn't. Mm-hmm. But it was like a week long talk.
Yeah, like they made it a bigger deal.
Yeah,
to be
stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I think it just goes to show, like, just treat your employees like with respect, and like, actually, I don't know, I just feel like they would say, like I said, they cared about us, but they really didn't.
Yeah, I just remember always hearing work-life balance, and it sucked being like the middle people, you know, because we weren't associates and we weren't upper management, you know, we were in the middle, and so we were also put in charge of finding work-life balance for associates, while management had work-life balance, but they weren't caring to find work-life balance for us. Mm-hmm. So basically we had to like have everybody's like back and be like, oh, you need that day off, let me see what I could do for you. You need work-life balance, let me see what I could do for you. Management was like, yeah, you guys take care of them. And I was like, well, who's taking care of us? Mm-hmm. Nobody.
So yeah, I think it's just, yeah, know your worth, and you need to make time for your personal life, because
at the end of the day, you have to like remember that that's like, I mean, at least for us, it wasn't a career, right? It was just a job for us. And we knew that there was a time where I did want to grow with that company, but I think after some time of seeing like who they really were, I was not the company, but the specific area that we were in, I kind of realized that that's not what I wanted to do. It's not where I wanted to be. Long term, that's not where I wanted to live. So I think like after I quit, I kind of realized like, wow, I really put a lot of, my family's not like, they don't plan ahead. My family's very spontaneous. They're like, oh, this weekend we're going here.
Yeah.
But I always needed to do a 1 month notice. At one point it was 2 weeks, but then it became 1 month. Even though they didn't put out our schedule that far ahead, but okay. So when I quit, I kind of had like a realization like, wow, I lost almost 3 years of like vacationing and like doing things like this with my family and like birthdays and like all these celebrations that I couldn't go to because of that job.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, it kind of sucks because like you can't get that back, you know, you can't go back in time and attend those things. So when I stopped working there, I was like trying to do whatever I could with my family. And I mean, it's just, it sucks. Because you kind of realize, like, why did I give so much to them?
So, any last words on work-life balance?
No, I don't have any last words. I feel like I started ranting about it. It's just every time I think about it, I get so worked up.
Yeah. No, I think it's just when you work for... Yeah, it's just when you find a job that you're just, like, you realize, like, dang, they did not care. It just...
Yeah.
It gets frustrating. And we don't want anybody listening to be in a job that they don't care about you.
Or that you don't feel, like, appreciated, you know?
Exactly. Anything. Like, just getting... I feel like for the longest time, I didn't even get, like, a good job anymore. And that's, like, even just good job today.
We got the fake ass, like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's just... You realize, like, you care, like, at some point I did care, like, about the business.
And but... I would have cared longer if they treated me like they cared about me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not, like, we didn't need to be, like, coddled and, like, you know, babied.
Exactly.
But when you feel underappreciated for X amount of time, it's because you have been underappreciated for way before you even start feeling that way.
Exactly.
So at some point you just say, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Just hearing, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think just, yeah, just hearing good things, or like the opposite was like, we didn't hear anything, and then you get a review and then you get like, oh, this is what you were doing wrong. You're kind of like, well, you didn't really tell me anything before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just I think, yeah, of course. Yeah. So like, yes, we're not saying like we need somebody to be like, oh my God, Danielle or Susan, you did great today and great today. And like,
yeah,
but
I never,
just the little things.
Yeah. I, like I said, it's like, if I were to be working for myself, I wouldn't expect that because obviously I'm working for myself, right? So I give myself that. But I like, if you're working for someone, you're on their like
payroll.
You're like, you're working on like around their time, right? When they want you there, when they need you there. So you're putting what they need before yourself. Then it's not nice to feel underappreciated, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different if you're like underappreciating yourself, because you can change that and you can you can change it. Versus with, like, people like that and people who you can't have a conversation with because it's like they don't listen to you. Mm-hmm. They have, like, this narrative, like, made up right before you even start talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think with that, but we're excited for, I mean, the future. I feel like just growing.
Yeah. Improving. Maybe things with actually relatable. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Who?
I don't know. No, but yeah, I mean, honestly, we're stepping into, like, different chapters of our lives. Even though, like, you're back in retail and you don't, like, you know it's not, like, where you want to stay, right? But this is, like, your stepping stone to start finding what you want to do, what, like, career you want to go into.
Yeah.
But it's, like, nice to have, it's kind of nice to have that, like, reassurance. Like, yeah, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, but now you have something that's there for you while you work on this.
Yeah, like a steady income.
Right. At least, you know, because obviously that's something that most people need. And a lot of times that's what holds people back from going for what they want. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you have it right now and you know that that's not where you want to be, you know what you need to work on.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Thank you.
Well, that's it for us today. I've gotten everything out that I need to say. What about you?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Make sure you guys don't forget to like and subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Anchor, Spotify, just anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. We're probably there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Actually Relatable Pod. And then we have our YouTube channel, which is just Actually Relatable. You can find all linked in our bio on Instagram. And
I do want to say I've been wanting to change our cover art. Uh-huh. And we talked about this, like, a few months ago. But if anybody has any ideas of, like, cover art, and not the, like, outline drawing, like, that everybody has. If you have any ideas that you think would be cool, like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Let us know what like, you think would look nice or whatever. As long as it's not that, like, drawing of that, like, without the face that everybody has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something original.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm having a creative block. I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure you guys follow us. Don't forget to come back and listen next Monday to hear what else we have to say. Whether...
we always have something to say.
Yeah, whether we're complaining, whether we're excited, whatever it is. Just come back and listen to us. Bye, guys.